updated proof document. As already mentioned, the word figmentalism means nothing, but the developments that it claims is very unique and quite new. These things could have been voiced before, or perhaps written, and in part have been. What has been referred to as personal idealism, meaning the personal experience of life itself, has always recognized that we have no other concrete explanation of reality short of our own internal view. However, it seems that few have found this to be a view worth following or expounding on, save those that wrestle with bare-bones philosophy and were allowed by convention to do so. One of the main reasons that idealism has failed to be fully developed by history's philosophers is the very problem of convention. If the church had a strong position in any locale, or if the very convention of philosophy itself had a hold on the thinkers of their time, then their convictions would be tainted and their proclamations accommodating and largely impotent. This age has many proponents of non-religious philosophy. And with the advent of string theory, which is admittedly largely philosophical, the time is correct for this perspective to find the light of day. At the very least, it isn't necessary to accept the so-called laws of reality without realizing that it's a complete other perspective separate from theology and conventional realism. Schools have refused to continue to teach religion due to secularism, but continue to instruct all pupils in all grades about evolution from stone as if it were proved. Now there is proof that we did not evolve from a pinpoint of some strange mass that cataclysmically exploded into our present universe. The proof is that this matter either exists as a founding entity or it does not, and one of those is a very common theory without a shred of proof. Figmentalism states that matter does not exist, and until there is proof otherwise, it must stand as an absolute statement. Non-theory was developed out of figmentalism, and then anti-theory followed. The latter disallows all theoretical and theological statements and presents only what we already know within our own existence. It relies on the simple absolute that we exist, and we only know our world through experience of our senses that appear to be self-generated as if in a dream. The main proof of figmentalism is that it does not postulate, theorize, or theocratize, is based on the fact of existence, and cannot be proved wrong or even doubted by the dint of any present theory. Namansor.